Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
And welcome to the Junk Refund Show. It's my favorite time of the week, Thursdays at 3 o'clock Eastern. I've always said I just love how that rolls off your tongue, Thursdays at 3. And I am back in the Washington, D.C. area. 1 week ago, right now, I was parked in the side driveway of a home in Conroe, Texas, about an hour north of Houston, and was in day four of doing a job in Houston, which I finished up about noon the following day on Friday, and then flew back to Washington Friday night. And I am thrilled to be back here, kind of back in this, in the normal routine of doing junk removal jobs and having a lot of fun doing it. I just went over to see my buddy Easy, a guy who is a maintenance manager, a property manager for an apartment complex in Fairfax, Virginia, where he calls me about once a month and we go pick up all the broken refrigerators, microwaves, ovens, etc. that his apartment complex has. We do it for free and then we take it over to the scrap metal yard and get a few bucks. It's basically courtesy service that I do for Easy, but he's such a cool guy and used to be the maintenance guy at the property where I lived for about 7 years, a high-rise apartment complex. So anyway, I am on my way back to Montgomery County, Maryland to go to the scrap yard, which I should get to at about 4 o'clock. So the timing of doing this radio show is perfect because I'll just be sitting here in traffic, which you might be able to hear a little bit, just through the windows here, but I'll be sitting here in traffic making my way back to Montgomery County, Maryland from Fairfax, Virginia, and I am totally fine with that because it's perfect timing. I just loaded up the pickup truck with a couple of freezers, a couple of dishwashers, and I am now proceeding slowly back to Montgomery County, Maryland, but that's fine because I have a radio show to do and that's my my priority. Shout out always to the Newsom brothers, Don and Doug, who founded BBSRadio.com. If you have ever wanted to do a radio show that automatically turns into a podcast, I am telling you it's never been easier in the history of life to do one than it is right now. And these guys are real pros and will tell you how to do it. They send me t-shirts. They do wonderful things kind of sporadically throughout the year that benefits our business and benefits me as a radio show host. They have hosted shows themselves. They have golden voices. They're really good at what they do. And for about a year and a half, we've been on the BBS radio network. And my understanding is this show goes live to 49 countries and automatically turns into a podcast within about 48 hours. And then we upload it to the site at BBS Radio. They actually upload that one. I download it to my files and then upload it to my Junk Refund Show podcast, where, by the way, we just did our 50th episode last week from Conroe, Texas. So I am really excited. I'm excited about lining up some guests that we should have on the show in the next couple of months, and I'll come back maybe later and talk to you about some of those, but I'll probably wait until we have them confirmed and then talk about it at that point. I want to start off, because this career that I have, the junk removal business, talks about how to get rid of the junk out of your living room and out of your garage, but we expand it and say, okay, and we're also going to teach you how to get it out of your life. So point number one today is the word hobbies. I hope you have a hobby or hobbies plural that you are excited about. When I was a kid, it just makes life more fun, is a great stress reliever, and gives you additional adrenaline and energy for your life. And I just think it's a great thing to have. One of the things I did when I was a kid was write letters to airline companies and ask them for photographs of some of their various planes. And I used to love it as a young kid, you know, going to the mailbox and finding a manila envelope in there from Western Airlines or Pan Am Airlines or Eastern Airlines or some of these airlines that were around a bunch of years ago. And I would open up that envelope and there would be a little letter in there from somebody at the corporate headquarters saying, thank you for your inquiry. And here is a copy of our latest Boeing 707 airplane. And I would collect those airplanes. And I used to love going to the mailbox to just see if it was Christmas that day and if someone had sent me a photograph. I am told by my parents that the first word I ever said was the word jet. And that would have come up around Ogden, Utah, where my dad grew up in Syracuse, Utah. That would have come from probably Hill Air Force Base, which is up there in Ogden, Utah, where I used to go as a kid and watch the jets take off. So that's one hobby. I used to love to collect those photographs of airplanes, and it's probably one of the reasons why I am having such a great time flying on Frontier Airlines, which I've got on my list of things to talk about. But I just enjoy flying, and I enjoy planes, and I just think it's a miraculous thing that you can hop on an airplane in Boston and you can be in San Diego in 6 hours or less, going 500 miles an hour at 37,000 feet, and they feed you while you're up there. I mean, it's an amazing time that we live, and I've often said it's the best time in the history of the world to live. So for heaven's sakes, enjoy it. But still on topic number one, I actually wrote down 20 topics for today, but still on topic number one, that was one of my hobbies. One of the other hobbies had to do with box tops from cereals, you know, like Cheerios and Wheaties and stuff. They would have various things that you could purchase by sending in box tops from the cereal boxes. You know, you send in three box tops and we'll give you X, you know. One of those things was a collection of small miniature football helmets from the National Football League. And they would also send you a couple of yellow goal posts with little hooks on them where you could attach the various helmets from the NFL as you collected them. And as I remember, you would send in a box top or maybe a couple of them or something to an address on the cereal box, and they would turn around and send you another football helmet that you could add to your collection. And as a kid, I just loved doing that. Well, I'm still a kid now, which brings me to the Cincinnati Bengals Baltimore Ravens football game tonight up in Baltimore, which I bought a ticket to about 2 hours ago. I went on a couple of the different places. One was StubHub. They had seats available. The cheapest seat they had about a couple hours ago was around $133, and they have seats that are in the mega hundreds of dollars, which makes me wonder who in the world has the money to pay for a 3-hour football game and drop, you know, $400. But there are people that do, and a boatload of companies that do. And when I'm looking for, you know, that inexpensive ticket, well, then I went to SeatGeek, just for fun. I have that app on my phone. And I found a seat for $120, including any of the miscellaneous fees and service charges and stuff. So I bought that baby. So tonight at 8:15, I'll be up at M&T Bank Stadium watching the Cincinnati Bengals play the Baltimore Ravens. And the reason why this is kind of cool to me is that whenever I see a new NFL team play live, I go on the web to Amazon and I purchase the helmet for that team, going back to my days as a kid. These are the Riddell mini helmets that sell for about $35, and they are meticulously detailed. And I collect those as I see another NFL team play live. And my goal is to collect all of them. I guess there are 32 of them, I think. My goal is to eventually collect all of them. And I love it, particularly when I go to a game where I'm watching two teams play that I haven't seen before, and then I pick up two helmets, you know, sometime in the next week or something. But after seeing the game tonight, I will joyfully go to Amazon and order the Cincinnati Bengals helmet. I already have the Ravens helmet. And I will add that to my collection. And I just love this concept of having a hobby that is fun. And what I tend to do is I will keep the latest football helmet of the team that I've seen kind of on display in my living room by a lamp. And that's a reminder to me, you know, to keep this hobby going and keep looking for more and more helmets to pick up as you go and see the games. The other thing that's kind of challenging but still fun about this, because I'm a Christian, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they've told me for 60 years, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, basically quoting one of the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses. So the thing that makes this a little challenging for me is I don't go to these kind of events on a Sunday. There are a couple of times in my life where I've made an exception where somebody, maybe it's a family member, invited me to go to some event on a Sunday and they arranged to get tickets and I went, okay, I'll make an exception and I'll go. But I basically look for the Monday night and Thursday night games to go watch these teams play, and there is nothing that brings adrenaline around like an NFL game watched live. And tonight, 30 minutes from my house, 45 minutes from my house, the Baltimore Ravens are hosting the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's the NFL Thursday night game of the week. I had to go. I mean, it's just that simple. I just had to go. So I'm really pumped about that. So I am kind of cruising along here at less than 10 miles an hour on the Beltway by Tyson's Corner in Virginia, headed to the scrap metal yard. I'll then go change, pop in my new used SUV, which was thrown away at a hauling job 5 months ago, and which I now drive. I put 1,700 miles on it, and it runs like a top. I tell you, that is my newest acquisition from a junk removal job where somebody paid us to haul this car away because they had to get out of their house they were in. And this car belonged to the son. It had been sitting for 4 years, and it only had a few minor things that needed to be done, like get some new wiper blades, and we had to replace the brakes because it had been sitting for 4 years, and all the brakes were rusted, and they wouldn't pass inspection. But other than that, this thing runs like a top, and I'm just having a blast driving around my new used SUV that came from a hauling job that I was paid to take. So that's the way we acquire cars in our company, and it's kind of fun. So anyway, that's point number one. If you don't have a hobby, ask yourself what if you had a horrible day at work and you came home and you did something for like 15 minutes and it suddenly put a smile on your face, what was it that you did? What did you do that suddenly made you happy, that overcame the cruddy day that you had? And, you know, looking at an NFL helmet, collecting airplane photos, you know, when I was a kid, going around to visit the various temples that we have around the world and around the U.S. For our church, which is one of the things I do as well. Something that just puts a smile on your face is critical in life. And a great thing to do. So there's a pitch for having a good hobby. Point number two, we have a declutter calendar that we create and we update it month in and month out. It sells on the web for $59. And what it does is that every day of the year, we have something on that calendar that helps you declutter your life. Now, people know that when you buy a home, you know, and you've lived in it for 20 years, you don't just suddenly pull up one day and dump 5 truckloads of junk in that house. I mean, that's not what happens. You fairly regularly collect something, bring something in, one piece at a time, one item at a time, and over time, it adds up, and you realize, you know what, we're not using this, we don't need it, it's in the way, whatever. So then you call a company like ours, and you spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, because you got to get the house ready to sell, and we come in and haul all that stuff out. Well, suppose you spent $60 to buy a calendar, which, by the way, you get $10 off if you call the radio show, because it's a special deal here. 888-627-6008. Give your name and phone number to Don. He will then give it to me after the show, and we will ship you directly a declutter calendar. Regardless of what month you order it during the year, you get the next 12 months. So it's not just a January to December thing. And we have everything on that calendar from, you know, pick a drawer in your bedroom and find something to donate to take a nap. I mean, you know, it's across the spectrum. We try to give you a good balanced approach to life. So I think it's one of the most clever, creative calendars out there where you, and it has actual photographs of people we worked with over the years and things that have happened. Those are always kind of fun too. But it is shipped directly to you. It's a declutter calendar. Every day there's something on there to help you get the junk out of your home and out of your life. And if you just daily chip away at this for like 5 minutes a day and do what we tell you to do, the calendar will take you throughout your apartment or your home or your garage or the outside and help you declutter all of it. And you don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for a company like ours to come in and haul it all away. So again, the declutter calendar, it's on our website at 1-800-JunkRefund.com. Or if you want to save $10, call the radio show, call Don at 888-627-6008. And just give him your name and phone number, tell him you want a declutter calendar, and we will ship one to you. It's a great deal. So there you go, point number two. On to point number three. I told you how exciting and how good it feels to just be back home in the D.C. area after being on the road for about 9 days. I did a job in Milwaukee. I flew to Utah and did some fun stuff with family for 24 hours. I flew to Houston, and I spent 4.5 days in Houston doing a job, and I'm back. So that welcome home, enjoy D.C. thing is going to last for about a week because we just booked a job and a lady paid for it in advance, a couple $1,000s, to go down to some place in North Carolina. I can't even remember the city. We're going to go down there and clean out some storage units for this lady and help her out. And I'm excited to do that because I don't think we'll need to fly to that one. I think we can just drive, take one of our trucks and go down. But anyway, we're excited to go do that. And, I am working with a gentleman up in New Jersey who is talking to us about having us go up there and clean out some stuff. We had a couple more calls come in from Texas this last week, and we do jobs all over the country. We don't care where you're located. It's really irrelevant. We go all over the country doing jobs, and we fly cheap so we don't have to charge you for travel expense. We stay for free in hotels because we're Diamond members at the Wyndham Resorts Group. And all we do is rent a pickup truck or a steak body truck or a box truck in your area, which is not that expensive. And whammo, we're out doing the very thing that we do here in the Washington, D.C. area 365 days a year. So anyway, there's just a quick comment. We don't care where you live. We do the jobs all over the country. and we're happy to do it, and it's fun to do it, and it's just a lot of fun to meet really cool people around the country. So we're going to take a break here for a second. I'm still just kind of making my way slowly through the traffic on the Beltway, which is great timing to do a radio show. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll tell you more about another 17 items I want to talk about in the next 40 minutes or so. Thanks. We'll be back shortly.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, we're back. I'm your host, Alan Cook, on the Junk Refund Show, traveling exactly 10 miles an hour on the Beltway, on the eastern side of the Beltway in Washington, D.C., headed back into Maryland to get rid of some couple of freezers and a couple of dishwashers that I just picked up from my buddy named Easy over at an apartment complex in Fairfax, Virginia. And this is the perfect time to do a radio show. So it's great. Item number four today, I wrote down Groupon. We are thrilled to have spent a number of years working with the folks at Groupon, where they have sent out literally millions of emails to customers in the Washington, D.C. area. We have done thousands of jobs over the years in the D.C. area. And the regular price for, we call it a quarter truckload of stuff, a quarter of a 12-foot truck, which is the same as a full pickup truck of stuff. The Groupon sells for $99. The regular price for the pickup truckload is $229, and that's a great deal. The reason I wrote it down is we just started doing this in Baltimore, and a couple of days ago I did the first job up in Baltimore. What we do there, the same amount of stuff, but we charge retail price $279 because it's, you know, 35 to 40 minutes away, and the Groupon price is around $149, and then those folks at Groupon give us a favorable chunk of that to do the job. So I was thrilled when we just went live with this Baltimore Groupon campaign that we actually did our first job up there recently. A terrific lady, and it was great because you could back right up to her converted garage. She has kind of taken the garage door and turned it into a twofold regular door that you would open up. You could still get it wide enough. You could still get a car in there, but she couldn't get her car in because she had so much stuff. So we were thrilled to do that. The other thing that's fun is whenever we do a job for you, we invite you to give us your email address because then we put you on our monthly email list, or we send out special deals just for customers each month and for realtors and their clients. But we also use the email to send you a Ben & Jerry's gift card. It's an $8 gift card, which is enough to get you a pint of ice cream. Groupon loves what we do. Our number of reviews on Groupon.com, and if you look up 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we're somewhere around 480 reviews, and 97% of them, we have a 4.8 out of 5 rating. That's 97% customer satisfaction. That puts us up there with Geico. We're trying to get it to 98% so we can say we're better than Geico, but no, we haven't hit it yet. Anyway, 97% customer satisfaction rating. That is the highest of any junk removal business in the United States, according to Groupon. And according to them, for any business on Groupon, if you hit the 90%, you know, positive feedback, you know, level, you are one of the best in your industry. We're at 97%. and still having a blast with it. So anyway, there's a shout out to Groupon. If you're in the Baltimore, Maryland area, check us out on Groupon.com. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, do the same thing. We'll be happy to help you. I wrote down the election because, you know, Tuesday night, I stayed up until about 2 o'clock in the morning to just get the results of this election. And I just had to comment on it because everybody else is. And you have to do a shout out to the folks at Newsmax, I think that's the right name, that called this election for Donald Trump. They called him as the winner at about 1:24 in the morning. And they were the first network to make that call, which I really respect. I switched over to CNN. I switched over to a couple of the other stations and who were an hour later were still not sure who was going to win Pennsylvania, and they hadn't called that state yet. And yet here's Newsmax over there telling on live on their channel that Donald Trump is going to be the 47th president of the United States. Well, Newsmax was right. And I tip my hat to them because they simply went in and made the call and believed that they had it right, and they did. And I think that's terrific. I do have to tell you, and this is not a political speech, but I've seen this twice now where people, it looks like, who have been in the election, consequently, both of them against Donald Trump, but that the other candidates on the night of the election sent a staffer to their parties, you know, wherever their gathering was for their party, for their supporters, and had the staffer announce that the candidate would not be there that night and that they should go home, go to bed, and come back tomorrow morning, or, you know, et cetera. I think that's a bad move. I'm sure there are reasons that I'm not aware of that would cause people to do that. But some of these people at Howard University Tuesday night had been there standing for 7 hours. And it would seem to me the least thing you could do to show your supporters that you appreciate their efforts is show up and say something. Even if you're not sure what to say, at least show up and say thank you for your support. That candidate twice now has abandoned their followers on election night. And I don't understand it. I just don't get it. But that's what's happened. And I think they could do better. Let's put it that way. But anyway, and it's really fun. I've lived in the Washington area, Washington DC area for 35 years. So I have seen probably 9 different administrations come and go over the years. And I have had people tell me, conservative people told me that when Barack Obama was going to get elected, that the country was going to be socialist. And then Donald Trump got elected, and it was like Jesus has come. And, you know, and you get all these different opinions back and forth about this. Shout out to the founding fathers of this country, who I believe were inspired in what they did and who set up a system that is so hard to change that it tends to outlast the presidents. And so I don't get too involved in this. I don't get too heated about it. I see comments on Facebook and other places where I had a family member who went in and said, this is going to be a landslide victory for Kamala. Well, they got the landslide part right. They got the winner wrong. But so what? I mean, that's, you know, I don't know where this comes from. I don't know where the enthusiasm comes from. And you get other people who comment about what other people are doing or how they're voting or what they like or whatever. You just get a lot of interesting comments coming out on social media whenever it's an election year. And regardless of who wins, and Warren Buffett once says, regardless of who wins the election, half the country's ticked. So, you know, that's just the way it is. But because of that election, that takes me to item number 6. I had no idea until a day later that the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, went up 1,500 points when the realization was that Trump had won. That 1,500 points made me about $4,000 overnight. I had no idea. And just by stocks going up because of that, hey, hats off, glad he won. My portfolio's glad he won. And I do respect the way that Kamala has come out and congratulated President-elect Trump and also talked about a smooth transition and that kind of thing. I really do respect that a great deal. Anyway, just a couple of thoughts there on the election. Don't feel bad if your person lost. That's the way it works. And be grateful for the freedom you have to go cast a ballot. And hats off to the people in Montgomery County, Maryland, who volunteered to make that a smooth process. I walked in, no lines. I walked out 10 minutes later. It was done. All was well. And then you go home and just wait to see what happens. But anyway, this is once every 4 years, and I enjoyed it, and it's worth staying up late to see, because I just think it's democracy in operation, and it's a free country in operation, and there are a lot of places around the world where you can't stay up late and watch that happen in your own country. I did make a note on Facebook on the day of the election on Tuesday, how this was going to be a great day for our country, regardless of who won, because Krispy Kreme was giving out a free donut to anybody who walked in the door that day, which is true. I went to the drive-up Tuesday morning and picked up a free glazed donut and a 2% milk to start my day off. And I just think, you know what? This is a great country when Krispy Kreme's giving away free donuts on election day. So that's kind of cool. In my work, because I'm out driving around visiting people, you know, doing different jobs or whatever, you frequently grab lunch at one of the fast food places of some type. I got to do a shout out to Wendy's right now because there is such a great deal going on at Wendy's. I just have to tell you what makes my heart go pitter patter. I'm a big believer in rewarding yourself. And sometimes when I have even a crappy day, but at least I, you know, maintained my heartbeat and went back home and I endured it or whatever, I'll go over to Chick-fil-A and I'll get a shake just to reward myself. Or when I come back from a trip like I did to Houston, I'll stop by and get a shake or something to reward myself. Well, hats off to the people at Wendy's who decided to make any size soda available for $1. And double hats off to the people locally here who stock Barks no sugar, zero sugar, I guess it is Barks, zero sugar root beer in the Wendy's. Because that means you can get a diet root beer, a large diet root beer for $1. And they also, because of Dave Wendy's fondness of adoption, you go in and you pay, I think, either $2 or $5 or something, and you get a little keychain that allows you to get a free child size Frosty with any purchase. So I'm finding myself hitting Wendy's, spending $1.06 and walking out or driving out with a large diet root beer, which is great when you're driving around in a truck all day, and then a free small chocolate Frosty. I even tried the pineapple one the other day. That was good. I tried the triple berry. That was good. I still think chocolate's the best, but I come out of there for $1.06 with a chocolate Frosty and a large sugar-free root beer. I have a daughter who at the age of 13 contracted type 1 diabetes, and so sugar-free root beer, diet root beer, especially diet A&W, has kind of been an official drink for our family for a couple of decades now, and I just love this idea of a diet root beer at Wendy's, a large one, for $1.06 and a free small chocolate Frosty. It's kind of a baby-sized chocolate Frosty for free. That's a great deal. You should go by and try it. You can thank me later. Speaking of great deals, Taco Bell everybody is kind of jumping on this $5 meal thing. Subway just announced for $6.99, you can get a 6-inch Subway chips and a drink. McDonald's copied Wendy's. I think Wendy's had this first, the $5 biggie bag, I think they called it. And then it's just spread to other places. Well, Taco Bell, as you've seen on TV, came out with some kind of a thing. It's a box, I'll call it. And it is a box that they give it to you in. It's $7. And I got it yesterday for the first time. And I'm telling you, this thing fills you up. There is a large burrito in there. There is a taco. There is a soft, there's a large kind of softer shell taco. And then there's a container, small container of tortilla chips with a small little container of melted cheese. So you get a burrito, two tacos, a drink, and some little nacho cheese chips kind of thing for $7. And I'm kind of a big guy, you know, and I got that the other day and ate it, and that thing filled me up. I wasn't even sure I could finish off the burrito. So I guess talking about junk food kind of fits in with the theme of our radio show. But check those out. There's a couple of food tips. Shout-outs to Krispy Kreme, to Chick-fil-A, to Taco Bell, and to Wendy's for making it so much fun to go do what I do. Number 9 I wrote down says reward yourself. I've talked about that already, but I'm going to this football game tonight just because it's going to create a great memory. I'm going by myself. I'm one of these guys that doesn't have to have somebody with me in order to have a great time. I have a blast even when I'm by myself. I'll go to movies by myself. I'll go to football games by myself. You know, I go to church by myself, whatever. I have a great time. And, you know, if you have the right person with you that adds to what you're doing, that's even better. But I'm going tonight, and I'm rewarding myself. Kind of the spirit of the Houston trip, I think, is a little bit of a reward here. But I'm also just making life exciting and adventurous and taking advantage of something that's happening locally. So I'm very excited about it, and I'm sure I'll be talking about it next week on the radio show. I already mentioned the I did it thing. I think those three words, I did it, are three of the most powerful, reinforcing, motivating, stress-relieving, energy-giving words in the English language. And if you haven't said that to yourself recently, then you need to take on some kind of a little challenge, some kind of a goal, try something you haven't done before, especially if you're not sure you're going to be able to do it, and experience the joy of just vocally saying, after you have finished some kind of project, I did it. Those are three of the most faith-building words in the world. And I just think that's a tremendous, tremendous way to go through life. And if you haven't told yourself that recently, then you need to go take on a new challenge, set a goal, big or little, doesn't matter. Set a goal, take on a project, start a hobby, do something that you're honestly not sure you're actually going to be able to do. And it's particularly fun for me when people say, you know, you're not here to do this job by yourself, are you? I get that a million times. I go, yeah, me and a dolly and a hand truck and it'll be okay. And I've never, ever in 20 years been unable to do the job. You know, I've loaded, you know, riding lawnmowers into the back of a pickup truck by myself before. I did a job, this job I did in Houston a week ago on Wednesday. I actually kept track of it. I loaded a pickup truck up 11 times in one day and unloaded it 10 times by myself. And you got to get the stuff out of the house first. It's not just all sitting there in the driveway in a pile where you can just throw it in the truck. Can you imagine loading a pickup truck starting at 8 in the morning, finishing at 8 at night, 8:30 at night? Can you imagine loading a truck 11 times and then unloading it 10 times by yourself in one day and you're not panting for breath at the end of the day. That's the kind of thing, that's my life. That's the kind of thing I do. And consequently, when I get back to Maryland and I look back and I got the job done, and I actually, I'll have to tell you about the profit amount. Yeah, they paid us a certain amount of money to do it. They made more money by selling some tools the first morning. There's construction workers across the street working on a house. I went over to them and said, hey, by the way, we're cleaning out this garage. It's got some cool tools over there. Well, they came right over and looked at it. The three amigos, we called them. And they spent $150 buying tools at a great price that helps me make money for me and for the client. And then we would go down the street about 5 miles to the Texas Port recycling place. And we made, I think, somewhere between $800 to $900 recycling metal. And then we only had to spend, I don't know, $500 or $600, maybe less than that, for the dump fees. And so the money we made off the scrap metal paid for the dump fees to get rid of all the junk. Plus, we got the money being paid to do the job, and it just was a sweet little deal. So anyway, that was a blast. I did it. It's one of the things I said when I got home last Friday night. I'm going to take another break here. I'm actually going 50 miles an hour now on the freeway, headed to the scrapyard. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, where we teach you how to get the junk out of your home and your garage and your office and also out of your life. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the last portion of our show today, the last 20 minutes of the Junk Refund Show. It is the longest running junk removal radio show in the country / in the world, I think. And we're having a blast doing it. So I wrote down, I'm on item number 11 as I'm headed towards the scrap metal yard here with a couple of freezers and a couple of dishwashers in the back of my pickup truck. I wrote down the Adopt a Highway program versus yard signs. I am thrilled to tell you that we have contracted to get 3 spots along this busy beltway freeway in the Washington, D.C. area that will be part of the Adopt a Highway program for Virginia. These will be over by Tyson's Corner, where somewhere around 250,000 cars a day each direction will see our signs. We'll have 3 of them over there. And I am just thrilled that we have contracted for 3 spots. And the reason I'm thrilled is that a lot of my competitors, going back to the early days of some of the founders of this industry, love to stick yard signs, those little, you know, 1 foot by 18 inch size kind of signs stuck on the end of a couple of pieces of metal. And you stick them on medians and on, you know, freeway exit ramps and on the sides of the roads. And most of the time, those are illegal. You're putting them on public property, or you're putting them, we've had, you know, 2 or 3 of these put on our church property that we've had to remove. And then the junk removal companies in the Washington, D.C. area basically just start nibbling at each other's signs. And, you know, if company number 1 puts a couple of signs out, company number 2 puts 4 signs out, and then company number 3 puts 8 signs out. And then somebody has to come along and remove those signs, and guess where they go? To a landfill. And so what are the junk removal? And a lot of times those signs get, you know, uprooted, they fall into the street, they get run over by cars. You could pop a tire on that metal, that it sticks out from the yard sign, or they're on a sidewalk, or they're in the gutter. And I just kind of sit and go, how ironic that the junk removal companies, the very companies that are supposed to be cleaning up our county, are instead cluttering up our county with their yard signs. That's just a bad move, and I refuse to do it. So I have gone in and picked up a couple of bus stop locations where we put up, you know, or they put up big posters and talk about what we do. But this thing, this Adopt a Highway program, is one of our latest adventures. And I'm thrilled that not only is it inexpensive to do, and we will have nothing ending up in a landfill, and nobody has to go out and clean up after us, but the money that we pay to have these signs goes to cover the cost of cleaning up about a one-mile stretch of freeway in the Washington, D.C. area. That's what junk removal companies are supposed to be doing, is cleaning up the area, not cluttering up the area. I am thrilled that we will be working with the state of Virginia on three different locations, and I'm going to have more people in one day see my signs than we'll see them in a week with all these yard signs that are spread around Montgomery County and Washington, D.C. and other places. The other thing that happens is some of these companies will put their signs out, and you'll have one of their yard signs about every mile. It's like overkill. And then somebody goes out, I guess, late at night with a black spray can of paint and paints the word no over the sign, which smears the name of the junk removal company and basically tells the public, don't use these guys. I mean, it's yard sign war in Montgomery County in the Washington, D.C. area for the junk removal companies. And that's because this is one of the best places in the country to do what we do. But I would like to think from an advertising standpoint that we're a cut above and we're actually cleaning up the county, plus getting more visibility, not cluttering up the county and creating more work for other people to come pick up our trash, when the fact is we're supposed to be a junk removal company cleaning up the county. I wrote down number 13, four flights of stairs. I did a job this morning, a Groupon job in Montgomery County, where it's a new apartment or condominium complex. And you know how they build these things upward? And then when you buy it, in this case, you have four flights of stairs to go from the entry level front door up to the top bedroom. There are 13 to 15 steps on each of these flights. And what I took out of there today was a small love seat where the top of it actually comes off. So I made two trips. Now, this is 60 stairs one way, right? So I think I made 10 round trips today just to get a pickup truck of stuff emptied out of this house with a love seat, a dresser that was kind of heavy that we had to take apart, actually ended up breaking it up, and an office chair that needed to go. So I think I made 10 trips up and down, 10 round trips up and down those steps. And I told myself the whole time, I'll never buy a condo with this many steps. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just not into it. But hats off to the people who do, and God bless them, and I think they're getting some great aerobic, you know, exercise just by living in their home. But I think I went, you know, if you have 60 steps one way and you make 10, that 10 round trips, what's that, 1,200 steps that you took or something? So anyway, that was one of the jobs today, but we got it done, and it worked, and they loved us. And we invite people, when we do their job, to send us their email address. We put them on our monthly email list, contains special deals for customers each month. And then we also send them a Ben & Jerry's e-gift card for $8, which they could take into a Ben & Jerry's store. And that's enough money to get them a pint of ice cream of their choice. We've given out Ben & Jerry's ice cream for 20 years in our business, and we do that. We don't have to do it. Nobody pays us to do it. It actually costs us money to do it. But we do it because we want people to have fun working with us. And it gets people talking. So when I started off years ago a company was AJ Cook Inc., you know, years ago, and we were selling firewood of all things. Nobody knew who AJ Cook was, but they all knew who Ben and Jerry's was. And so I ran my first ad in the newspaper to sell firewood in August of all months. Nobody buys firewood in August. But I put in there that it was the guaranteed best value for firewood, and you got, in those days, I gave out 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream with each order. And I had 16 calls the first night that I ran the ad. So I'm not a big believer in this idea that, you know, advertising has to take place a number of times before you're going to get any response. I've written ads that got me a response the very first night. And I think a good ad can do that. That's been my, that's my belief. Number 14, I wrote down the word might. The word might is one of the deadliest words you can use in the junk removal business. If you're looking at something in your home or garage and you're saying to yourself, we might use that, you have to realize that might is the past participle of the word may. May is the root word of the word maybe, and maybe means it's probably not going to happen. So if you use the word might, I'm here to tell you, you know, we might use this plumbing, you know, pipes sometime in the future. No, honey, we're not going to ditch them and get rid of it. If you catch yourself saying, we might use this, generations ago, that was the vehicle that you used in order to hang on to stuff because you might have to make it work at some point. Well, the game has changed, and if you catch yourself saying that word, the word might, we might use this someday, just remember that might means maybe, and maybe means probably not. So toss it, recycle it, get it out, but don't let the word might clutter up your home, because that's the natural way that it happens. Shout out to Touchless Car Wash. This is such a great deal. We have a car wash, an automatic car wash, drive-through car wash, not that far from where I live. And if you go in there to go through and just get the exterior washed, you have a choice of paying $12, $17, or $21 to go through once. But if you sign up to be unlimited, that's only $26, and you can go through as much as you want to for a month. So I'm having a blast with this. I have basically paid for this for 2 cars, my new used SUV and my pickup truck, and I can't wait to go over and run through and get them washed. I'm very proud of how clean these vehicles are, and I'm in an industry where I'll go into a scrap metal yard like where I'm headed right now, and I will see all kinds of beaten up, dirty, you know, held together with glue and duct tape trucks. And I want a clean, professional truck. And when I go to church, I want to pull up in a clean, professional-looking SUV. Well, I've got that. And I can go through. I get unlimited washes. And the vacuums are free. And the only extra thing you'll pay for is if you want them to work on the interior for you. But I love the exterior of my trucks, and I love how clean they are, and it is such a great deal. I just have to tell you about Touchless Car Wash, because that's a great way to go. They've got a good thing going. I put in here Frontier Airlines. I should be a spokesperson for Frontier and do commercials for them, because I am one of their Go Wild Pass members. The last 10 days, quick summary, the story just continues to get better. I flew nonstop from Baltimore to Chicago to end up doing a job in Milwaukee. That flight was $15. Confirmed seat, exit row, plenty of legroom. The seats are extra cushioned. They recline. Frankly, they're the best seats on the plane. I then paid $25 to fly from Chicago to Salt Lake City, where I got together with family, took them to dinner at the Cheesecake Factory. I had a blast there. On Sunday, I paid $25 and I flew through Denver to Houston. And then on Friday, I paid $25 and I flew from Houston back to Washington, D.C. So D.C., Chicago, Salt Lake, Houston, D.C., round trip, less than $100. I think it's $90 total. Confirmed seats, exit row seats. There you go. Anybody can do this. Frontier Airlines, and you get the exit row seats once you've flown 20,000 miles. Check out the Go Wild Pass on Frontier Airlines, and you will have a blast like what I'm doing. Anybody can do it. You can't fly around the country for less than $100 like I did, but it works like a charm. Number 17, I wrote down Upside. Upside is a free app you can get that will give you cash back by going to various gas stations or restaurants that are a part of their program. I use this app to build up extra money. You know, I got to buy gas. I'm buying gas all the time. And I'm out on the road all the time getting lunch at some place or sometimes dinner someplace. And so I use the app. So far this year, I have $360 in my account that I can cash out anytime that I want to. My goal is to let that just keep growing to the point where I have enough to go on a cruise, and I'll just let Upside take me on a cruise every year that I won't end up paying for. This is all from cashback. Check it out. It's Upside. That's the app. It's a free app. It's very easy to use, and I'm having a blast with it. I mentioned Krispy Kreme already with what they did for Election Day, but I also went in yesterday for our church group. We have a Bible study group that meets every Wednesday night down on 16th Street in Washington, D.C. And I'm the guy that takes Krispy Kreme donuts in there. So the good folks at Krispy Kreme approved our church as a fundraising organization, even though we don't sell the donuts. We give them away to people for Bible study. And I told them that up front, that, you know, we're not trying to raise money here. They approved us as a fundraising organization. So about twice a year, I go in and buy through our account at Krispy Kreme 25 dozen original glazed donuts at Krispy Kreme. Now, I don't go in and buy the actual donuts. I buy the electronic gift cards or gift certificates for a dozen donuts. And then what I do every week, I just go over to Krispy Kreme and cash in one of those coupons, and I walk out with a dozen donuts. That price is $7 a dozen. The regular price is $15.99 a dozen. Our church is saving a boatload of money by using the fundraising program at Krispy Kreme Donuts, and we're having a blast doing it. We love Krispy Kreme, and frankly, Krispy Kreme loves us. So everybody wins, and it's kind of a match made in heaven, so to speak, which is a fun thing. Last thing I want to talk about is football. College football is big right now, as you can tell. And they call it the Holy War. There's a big game out west, which I grew up being a part of. BYU, who is now in the top 10, they're undefeated, I think at 8-0, going against the University of Utah, their historic arch rival. I don't know the U of U's record right now. I'm going to guess it's about 5-3, something like that. 4-4, 5-3, maybe 6-2. I'm not sure. But it's just a great thing to keep an eye on, particularly because Kyle Whittingham is a friend of mine who is the head coach at the University of Utah. He is a friend of mine because I sent him an email a number of years ago. Never met him. I just sent him an email and says, hey, I think it's cool. Kyle used to be the middle linebacker at BYU when I was up in the stands watching the games as a student. And he then went up to the University of Utah, his arch rival, and took a job as an assistant coach, learned the ropes under Coach Urban Meyer, who is frankly one of the best ever. And Kyle has now been the head coach at the University of Utah for something like 18 years. So a number of years ago, I sent him an email and just said, hey, I think it's great what you're doing for football in the state of Utah, especially at a school that used to be your arch rival. That's a cool thing that you're doing. Well, he responded back in the first, a few months later, I would write him back because of some victory that they just had or something. And I basically was just congratulating him and praising him for the difference he's making in football across the state of Utah. I thought at first, when I got a few responses, that he must have an amazing personal assistant, because when I would get prompt responses to my emails, and I kind of thought, man, he must have a really good personal assistant who makes you feel like you're actually talking to Kyle. Well, it kept going, and I started to realize I was getting emails back at 2 in the morning from an iPad or an iPhone, And I started to realize this is really Kyle answering all these emails. Kyle Whittingham has answered every email I have sent him for something like 7 years. And when he loses a tough one, I'll send him something to kind of cheer him up a little bit. When he, you know, kicks butt and wins the Pac-12, I'll send him a congratulations note. I don't know how many emails he gets, but he is a very, very popular guy and one of the best collegiate coaches out there. And I'm here to tell you, he answers every one of my emails. And I don't think there's anything special about me. I just think that's the way Kyle is. So have fun this weekend. BYU travels an hour north to Salt Lake City to play the University of Utah. It's the biggest football game of the year in the state of Utah. And you got an undefeated Cougar team going up against a team that historically has beaten BYU a number of years. Over the last, 10 or 15 years, they've outgunned us most of the time. But this is a big weekend for the state of Utah and for football in the state of Utah. And hats off to them and to Coach Kyle Whittingham. If you want to have a lot of friends and get the junk out of your life, answer emails the way Kyle Whittingham does. Just answer them. Find the time and answer them, and you'll have guys like me shouting your praises on international radio shows. Well, there you go, folks. There's the show. I'm about one block away from the scrap metal yard. I just pulled into a carpet store's parking lot here to park for the last couple minutes. Join us next week. We always have fun on this show. It's great to have you join us. And remember, if you want the best deal for a pickup truck of stuff in the Washington, D.C. area, $79. The Groupon price is $99. The retail price is $229. You get $79 if you call the radio show during the show, leave your name and number with Don Newsom, our fabulous producer, 888-627-6008, and he will get your name and number to me after the show, and I'll send you a link, and you'll be able to buy the best junk removal deal in the Washington, D.C. area for only $79. Thanks for listening. It's been fun talking to you. I love doing the show. We'll see you next week on the Junk Refund Show, Thursdays at 3. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.